Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Oh, hello, hello. I am very overjoyed. There's my new word. Overjoyed to be here today talking about mindset. And I reckon mindset's probably one of my favorite topics to talk about. But before we jump into that, I'll give you the quick Emma update, as I know you guys love the Emma update. So, oh my gosh, we are the 5th of December, which is crazy. Coming up to Christmas so quickly, and for any of those parents out there, I don't know whether you are advent calendar buyers or not, but we got gifted a couple of advent calendars for the kids, and the kids have already eaten their entire advent calendars. So we've still got a good like 20 days until Christmas, and they have smashed through the chocolates. Oscar did manage to hold off for I think around 4 days, but Hazel ate all of hers on the first day with her brother's help, I'm pretty sure. It's just very funny. But I was actually saying to my husband, I'm so fine with that because they were waking up so early in the morning just so that they could eat their chocolate. Like they were getting up at 4:30 in the morning because they were so excited to go and open their advent calendar. So yes, the fact that they have now eaten all of them means that they're now waking up at their usual 5:30 a.m. instead of 4:30 a.m. But yes, it's been such a fun time of year. Like I just love the feeling of the energy changing. I don't know if I'm a very energy sensitive type of person. Like I get very impacted by the seasons and the weather and all of those sort of things. And I don't know, there's just something that's just so fun around this time of the year and the build up and, you know, work slowly coming to a little bit of a pause. And, you know, just more families and more celebrations coming together and gifts and eating and drinking and all of the things. What else has been happening in Emma Campbell headquarters? Well, recently I've welcomed on board a couple of incredible new clients, which has been super fun. A couple of small female-led organizations, and that's been really fun. And as part of the purpose partnership that I offer to my clients, I've actually included this new service offering, which I think is really cool, and my clients are really loving it as well. And it's called, I've been calling it Leadership Group Q&A, and basically it's an online session which brings together all of the team leaders or the practice managers or like emerging leaders from these small businesses, the ones who they're not the CEOs, but they're like stepping into that leadership role. And it brings these leaders from all these different organizations onto a call all together. And basically it's like Q&A style. So everyone brings along a question and everyone receives support and coaching and advice from not only me, but from all of the other leaders within the call. And I really wanted to introduce something like that because, you know, I'm not the expert on all of these different businesses. And, you know, I'm not in there day in, day out. Like, I've got a certain skill set that I can help my clients with. But often it's these leaders that are in there doing the things day in, day out, that have so many incredible ideas and wisdom and expertise and, you know, even with just like different systems that they use. And I know that like there's so much that they can learn from each other just by spending time with each other, kind of like a little mini mastermind, just being able to have all these humans in a room together, like brainstorming and, you know, sharing their own challenges and wins and what works for them and all of that. So that's been really cool. That's been a new addition to the Purpose Partnership, which I'm really excited about. And I'm also off to West Tech Fest tomorrow. So I don't know if anyone's heard of that, but basically it's like WA's startup festival. So rather than being like conference style, it's actually like festival style, which is really fun. And it connects and brings together like a whole bunch of different startups and gives me the opportunity to learn from the latest and the greatest in terms of, you know, all the different ideas and technologies that are occurring in the business and the startup world. So I'm excited about that. And what are we talking about today? We're talking about mindset. And where this came from is I've been running a few workshops with businesses and leaders on mindset. I mean, mindset is like just something that weaves into everything. And I was having a chat with one guy in a leadership and values workshop the other day, and we're talking about whether is it 80%, like is mindset 80% of the game or is it 90% of the game? You know, knowing that the other piece is the action piece or the mechanics piece, right? And we were having a bit of discussion about this, and I'm going to leave you hanging on whether I think it's 80% or 90%. And first, I want to actually define what the hell mindset actually is, because I think it's a word that gets used a lot. And the way that I think of mindset is like mindset is your view. Mindset is your perspective. Mindset is your attitude. And your view, your perspective, your attitude includes a whole bunch of things. The key component of that being the beliefs that you hold and that you embody and that are part of you and that you continue to activate and to think day in, day out, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. And, you know, then that begs the question, like what is a belief? And the way that I see a belief is that a belief is a thought that you've thought so many times that it's become hardwired deeply into the subconscious part of your brain system and like into your neural architecture. So it's just like a belief is just a thought you've thought so many times. And the thing with thoughts or the thing with beliefs in particular is that each thought, each belief that we have and that we activate in our brain has been proven to be attached to a particular energy or a particular emotion or feeling attached to that belief. So, you know, if you're consciously or unconsciously thinking thoughts like, oh God, this is hard, I hate this, I'm not good enough, it'll never work, you know, I'm not working hard enough, I'm not doing enough, I'm not smart enough, or, you know, even some of the ones that I hear a bit with my clients is, you know, I'm just not a natural leader, I'm just not good at this, or it's just not possible, or I'm too old for that, or I don't have enough time, you know, like all of those kind of beliefs that can come up. And these sort of beliefs naturally in the brain trigger a certain emotion with them. And typically, emotions associated with limiting beliefs, like, you know, this is too hard, I'm not enough, all of those, often the emotion that comes with it is stress or fear or frustration or lack or hopelessness, sometimes even anxiety. And if you're feeling those sorts of limiting stressful emotions like fear and stress and anxiety, it does impact how you show up. You know, those emotions do impact what action we take. So when you're in stress or when you're in fear, you're more likely to, you know, hide from a challenge. You're more likely to procrastinate. You're more likely to, you know, talk yourself out of doing the thing that you know you need to do. You're more likely to be reactive, to snap at people, to play small, to avoid, you know, like there's a series of emotions that the human body is designed to do when we feel in fear. And usually that's kind of those fight or flight type of behaviors. You know, I know for me, when I'm in a state of fear or anxiety because of some sort of limiting belief that I'm activating, I just want to hide from the world, you know, like I usually don't want to take action. I usually kind of am procrastinating and wasting time. I like to call it busy work. I'm a really good busy worker when I'm in a state of stress, you know, busy work being when you kind of like, I don't know, you're moving around the house or you're doing things, but you're not actually getting anything done. You're doing all those like silly little tasks that make you feel like you're busy, but you're not actually getting anything done. Like maybe I'm checking my social media, but I'm not really like contributing anything valuable, you know, like that sort of busy work. I'm really good at that. And for me, before I started my business, that was a time that I had a really, really incredible mindset transformation moment. And it was when this massive limiting belief was revealed for me, or another word for limiting belief is like mindset blocker. So I discovered that I had this sneaky limiting belief about not being smart enough and not being talented enough to start my own business. And the funny thing was that until I encountered, you know, this mindset transformation process that I'm about to share with you, I truly thought that this belief that I held about not being smart enough to start my own business, I truly thought that that belief that I held was fact. Like this is the power of a belief until we unravel it and reveal its BS-ness. It can be like beliefs can be so weaved into the deepest, most unconscious parts of our brains that it can be hard to distinguish between whether a belief is a story or whether it is truth. And, you know, 99% of the time, it's just a bullshit story, right? But we see it as true until someone helps illuminate it for us. And it was only when I remember I had this coach at the time that asked me about my, you know, my biggest dreams and desires. And, you know, I shared that I wanted to start my own coaching business. And then she asked me, well, why can't you? Like, why don't you go and become a successful coach? And it was only in that moment that my limiting beliefs were revealed, because I wrote down on a piece of paper, well, I'm just not smart enough. Like, I'm not talented enough. I'm not good enough to become a successful coach. And then she said to me, yeah, but Em, is that 100% true? Like, is that a fact, like without a shred of doubt or a shred of uncertainty? And I still remember to this day, that exact moment that everything shifted for me. It's like this story that I'd, or this, you know, this story that I'd had in my unconscious mind for years unconsciously, then became illuminated as just a story. It was just a story that I had been continuing to tell myself. And I realized that no, like that belief wasn't truth. It was just a story I'd been telling myself without even realizing it. And it's funny because it's that same sneaky limiting belief about not being enough. With each new level that I reach in my business, the same story comes up with each new level. So we, in the coaching world, we call this new level, same devil. New level, same devil. So each time I reach for that next level of growth and success and expansion, that same story comes up. The same story that says, you're not good enough for that, M. You're not smart enough. You're not this enough. Like, who do you think you are? You know, all of those good old imposter syndromes. So every new level, that same little devil needs to be addressed and like worked through. Because the funny thing is, like, where do these limiting beliefs come from, right? So research shows that they come from the earliest parts of our development, when our neural architecture and our brain systems are being set up, so from childhood. So we pick them up during a time that often the analytical part to our brain hasn't yet been switched on properly. So when we were kids, because we're living in the unconscious parts to our brain, often most things that we hear or that we learnt or that we sensed, and this can be a scary fact for parents out there, I know it is for me, everything that we heard, learnt or sensed seems like truth for us. You know, between the ages of 0 and 7, we don't really have the ability to distinguish between fact or truth, like with Santa and the tooth fairy, like what we are told becomes our truth because we don't yet have the processing system that helps us distinguish between the bullshit or not. So something that may have happened to us when we were little that could have impacted us taking on a particular limiting belief around not enoughness or whatever, that just stays wedged in the brain until someone challenges it. Like until now, when I'm going to introduce you to my bear mindset transformation formula. So the first thing that I would encourage you to do is, if you haven't done this before, is you need to know which of your sneaky little limiting beliefs that's wedged deep into your unconscious system are there. And there's a few ways to do this, but the simplest and easiest way that I would say is to answer this question first. So what are your biggest dreams and desires for your life, for your career? Like, what would success look like if it was guaranteed for you? Like, what do you really want? What do you really dream of? What do you tell yourself is just like, you would so love it, but you think it's impossible? What would like an absolute miracle look like for you if it occurred? You know, is it to start your own business? Is it to travel the world? Is it to, to have a family and to move down south? Is it to travel around the world on a sailing boat? Is it to travel around Australia in a caravan, which is what we're going to be doing next year? What are those dreams that you really, really, really want? And when you've connected with those dreams, the really, really big ones that stretch you, that you're not already on the road to, you then ask yourself, okay, cool. If that's the dream that I want, why haven't I gone for it yet? Like, why haven't I got it yet? What's stopping me? What's getting in the way? And whatever your answer is to that question is revealing one of your limiting beliefs. It's revealing a belief that you have that is blocking your success, that's blocking your action. So say, for example, if maybe your dream is to start your own business, your own successful business doing whatever, saving the world, you might say, "Em, yeah, that would be lovely, but, you know, I just don't have enough time. I just don't have enough money. Blah, 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 blah." Whatever those stories are that come up. And whatever that answer is, that's what you take through the BEAR mindset transformation formula. So this is a formula that I have created, and BEAR stands for, so B is belief, E is emotion, A is actions, and R is results. So B-E-A-R, belief, emotions, actions, results. And basically it's a way of revealing the impact that a belief has on your current reality and your current life. Because our beliefs impact our emotions impact our actions, and our actions impact our results. So it all starts with belief, right? So say, for example, if you're holding this belief, well, yeah, I want to start my own business, but I just don't have enough time. So that would be the belief. I don't have enough time. And what emotion does that bring up when you're thinking that thought? Well, you know, it causes stress. I don't have enough time makes me feel stressed and yeah, like, I don't know, that feeling of urgency. And if I'm feeling stressed, how does that impact my actions? Well, sometimes it just means I don't do anything. I procrastinate. And if they're the actions that you're taking, then how does that impact your results? Well, if I'm not doing anything, I get no change in my life. There's no result. I stay stuck, you know, in my job or whatever. So this is the first piece, is that you take that belief through the BEAR process to sort of see what sort of impact that belief is having on your life. And, you know, first and foremost, asking yourself the question, like, is this belief actually true? Like, do you know for a fact with 100% certainty that that belief is true? And most of the time, it's not. It's usually just a story, right? And so you take it through the BEAR process, and then you ask yourself when you get to the result, you know, is that result actually working for you? And if it's not giving you the result that you want, then you get to choose a new belief. Because beliefs are just thoughts that we've thought so many times, right? So if you picked up an old belief back in childhood, then you can put it back down again and you can choose a new one. So you might decide to shift your belief from, I don't have enough time and it's not possible, to, I make time for what's important, you know? And if you're thinking that new belief, like, I make time for what's most important, how does that leave you feeling? Well, I feel empowered. And if you're feeling empowered, what sort of action are you going to take? Well, maybe I'm going to prioritize a couple of hours every Saturday morning to work on my new business. Or I'm going to sign up for Em's, you know, business Kickstarter course or something. And if you're taking that sort of action, you know, what's the likely result that you're going to get from that? Well, I'm going to start my business. I'm going to maybe find my first client. Does that make sense? So when I run workshops with teams using this model, and it's such a transformative model, you know, to help them, first of all, get clear on their vision and then what's getting in the way, what the feedback that I've heard is that many like to use it just as I've taken you through right now, and many really like to use the model in reverse as well. So they start with the R, or the result, and they ask, what's the result that I desire? And they work backwards from the result to ask, okay, what are the actions that I need to take to achieve that result? You know, what emotions do I need to feel? And what do I need to believe? Like, what is a belief that I need to hold to make all of this happen? So this is called the reverse engineering approach. So that's another option. So coming back to our question at the start, do I believe that it's 80% or do I believe that it's 90% mindset? And I would like to say that it's definitely closer towards the 90% mark, because our beliefs drive everything. And our beliefs live within the subconscious part to our brain, and that's like 90% of our brain. So if you're wanting to take action without the belief, then you're relying on your conscious brain, which is only like 10% of the cognitive power of your brain, which is quite limited. And so what happens from here is that, you know, this is the first step of the mindset transformation process. It's like the unraveling and the rewriting piece. But the next step, which is, if not more important, both important, but very important, is the next step is the integration piece. And this is where you actually start to strengthen that new neural pathway that you've just created in your brain. The way that I do this, that I stand by, is a little bit of a mix of meditation. So getting into like a deep alpha or delta brainwave state and kind of like embedding that new belief when I'm in some of those lower brain frequency waves. Because if you try and just like repeat a new belief when you're in like a stressed state, it's not going to sink into the part of your brain that you need it to. So you need to be in a relatively like calm delta or alpha brainwave state. So yeah, you can do that through meditation, breath work. They're like kind of like the key ones that I'd say. Also having visual reminders around the house can be helpful, like sticky notes or sticking on your mirror or whatever. Some people like create their own vision scripts through audio that they then play back to themselves. So that's another way. I haven't got around to that yet, but I would imagine it would be very cool. And the other part that I'm a big believer in is, you know, just taking action as if that new belief were already true. So even though that new belief might not feel true, taking action as if it were true, because this kind of strengthens your belief that belief can be true. Does that make sense? So if you were trying to strengthen the belief that I make time for what's important, and even if that doesn't feel 100% true to you just yet, like take the action anyway. So, you know, time block in those 2 hours every Saturday morning to work on your new business and just do the thing, like force the action before you're ready. Take action as if the belief is true. And then as you start to take action, the belief will catch up. Does that make sense? So I've shared a really, really, you know, big piece and a really important piece of information with you. And this work is truly like life-changing, trajectory-shifting work. And if you want me to send you a copy of what the Bear PDF model actually looks like visually, that can be really helpful. Just send me a DM on Insta or an email at hello@emmacampbell.com.au, and I'm so happy to just shoot that through to you for free. You know, I've run this exercise with teams as like team building, career visioning, workshops, and it just never ceases to amaze me what shifts occur in these sessions, like seeing people's eyes open up, like new possibilities and dreams and opportunities that just like start to come forward. And people really do, they shift in the moment. And it's incredible to see. It's really powerful. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and reach out if you want to learn more or if you want a copy of that model, and stay tuned for the last episode of 2023 next week. Sending you all the love.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next podcast.